Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. I am your host, Carol Clark, and today I get to talk about all my favorite things. And what I'm referring to is that oftentimes I get asked, what are some of my favorite tools of the trade, so to speak, that help things run smoothly at the office and help us get our job done in the most efficient and best way possible for not only our practice, but also for our team and ultimately, of course, our patients. So I'm going to share those with you today, and I'm not sharing them as some sort of an affiliate or something like that. I try lots of different softwares and different options that are out there, but I only share the ones that I have used and know that really work well. So that's what I'm going to share today. And I also want to point out that, of course, nothing that is out there is going to work really well unless you have an awesome team who is supporting you and your patients. So that is our number one concern. I think we all realize that. Our team is so important to us and to our business and to our patients, and they're the ones who really make things rock and roll, so to speak, in your practice. So I'm going to get to my favorite things, though, because we want to keep this very informative, but yet not too long because we're all busy. But my first thing is really going to relate to a little bit of software. So for us in particular, in our practice, we use for our EMR, Athena. There's lots of them out there. The most important thing is, no matter what I'm sharing here, if you have something that's working great, then just stick with it. That's what's most important. But Athena is the one that we use, and we found it to be really easy. I love being able to pull very specific reports. That's very important to me because what we track and measure is what we focus on is what grows. So we want to make sure that we're keeping an eye on that. It's just an easy way to follow up on claims, get things in a very timely manner, and it's just been very helpful for us. So that's what we use for our EMR. And then in terms of financial software, things simple. I just use QuickBooks, and I use that for all of our entities. And so that works really well for me. I also use QuickBooks for our payroll. And I know if you're in a large health system, you have your own payroll system and all that sort of thing. But for me, that tends to work really well for financials and for payroll. For any sort of education, webinars, consulting, meetings, all that sort of thing, I use Zoom. I've used it for years, and it's just such an easy platform. I know it's really exploded in the past year, but it's just an easy platform to use. Very low cost, very affordable. So it's one of those things that we really like to use for various meetings. I use it for webinars when I do those, and I use it, you know, for presentations. I also use it for recording all of my trainings for Bariatric Business Boss. It's an easy platform when I'm done. I actually have a video and an audio, so I can actually split things up, and I can also share my slides. It's just real simple. For video storage, once I create something, if I do a video, whether it's on my phone or on Zoom, I store those in Vimeo. Vimeo is just an easy platform to gain access to your videos and that sort of thing. So that's what I use for that. This may or may not be applicable in your practice because you may have an outside vendor for your membership site or for your ways of getting education to your patients. I have used so many platforms for this and for email marketing. And I liked all of them. I used Infusionsoft, I've used ClickFunnels, ActiveCampaign, lots of different ones. The one I'm using now for all of the different entities and all of my membership sites, whether it's for weight loss surgery patients, medical weight loss patients, all of our online education programs, my Bariatric Business Boss membership, all of the trainings there is a platform called Kajabi. And I love using it. It's easy to use. It's easy to build quick landing pages. For those of you who are building marketing funnels in your practice, it's just an easy platform. The other ones are easy as well. Sometimes it comes down to cost. But for me, I like Kajabi because I can have more than one entity for one subscription. So anyhow, and it's easy to use, and they're coming up with all sorts of new things. But I've liked all of them. But at the moment, that Kajabi is the one that I've actually moved everything to. So that's what I use for membership programs. For text messaging, this has been a huge game changer. And if I took this away from my team, I think it would be a big issue. But we use a secure platform called Kenect. I've actually had them on my podcast before, Kenect. We use that, and it has been a true game changer. we text back and forth with patients securely. We send documents. We go back and forth. We nurture them. It's just a great platform for us to be able to communicate very easily 24/7 or whenever we are getting messages. And it's just one of those things that's worked really well for us. So text messaging has been definitely a game changer. For e-commerce, you have lots of different choices for this, and I don't necessarily recommend one or the other. I have used a platform since, gosh, back in 2008, and I just have everything built out in it, so it's convenient for me, and it's called Mindbody. It's actually designed for fitness centers and spas and that sort of thing. And of course, we have a fitness center, but anyhow, that's where we have my e-commerce. But I do have to say it's a little bit more robust because it has scheduling, lots of other features. If all you want is e-commerce, I have some other recommendations. We can talk about that separately, but that's what we use is Mindbody, and it's worked out well for us. And for other things in terms of tracking and just email and all those sorts of things, PowerPoint, I use Microsoft Office, and that works out really, really well. And then I was going to get into a little bit about marketing. So many of us, marketing has become so easy to do on your own. I know I guide people through this all the time, and it's really fun because you can do things in real time. It really is your voice. You know that what's out there is something that you're promoting and that you believe in, and you're not necessarily trusting it to someone else or having to do a lot of that guidance. It's just become so much easier. What we use for all of our creation of our graphics and many different things, we do use some of the Microsoft Office in terms of publisher and that sort of thing, but Canva is tremendously helpful, and nearly every practice I work with uses it for different graphics and flyers and that sort of thing. It's just made our lives so much easier. So Canva, they just launched their pro version, this upgraded version, and it is amazing. You can do posts that have, you know, motion and movement and a little video behind it. It's really been great. So Canva is what we use for that. And we use, for me, for podcasts or for trainings or education that we do for our patients. We do weekly podcasts and webinars for our patients as well. And I do them here and with Barry Drew Business Boss. What we typically do is just, we'll record the video in either Zoom or on our phone, or we also have used another platform. And it's helpful as well. But what we do is we'll record that, then we put it into Vimeo, we'll upload it there, and then my video editor will pull it down from there and edit it in Camtasia, and she's awesome. She's actually one of our team members, does lots of different things in the practice, Dawn, and so she'll edit the video, and she'll then be able to have that file to post and upload to any of our sites. So we follow this process. It's sort of down to a science. It's an easy way for you to get information out there. You can do them in a variety of ways. I could go over that with you individually, whether you're doing it live on a platform and then saving the video and downloading it from there. That's one of the things. For the other thing for marketing is for our websites. You can use Kajabi as a website, but I do really like WordPress because of the optimization and the fact that it's easy to use. You can make your own changes, upload your blog every week. It's one of those things that's pretty easy to use. So WordPress is my preference for websites, and it's just one of those things that's easy to use as well. So those are some of the marketing tools of the trade that are my favorite and my team's favorite. So I wanted to share that. A lot of times I'm asked about what nutritional products do we offer in our store, because we do sell a lot of nutritional products. If they're not buying them from you, they're buying them from somewhere else. So you may as well provide them with really quality, high quality physician prescribed choices. So my three top favorite I'll just share is Robard Health, and the second one is not in any particular order, but Robart is one, and then Healthwise or Nutritional Resources is another one, and then Bariatrics is a third one as well. But those are my favorites because they have phenomenal research and development. They have awesome products. It's a great variety, and the taste is phenomenal. So if somebody's starting a retail store and they want to know what my top vendors or my favorites are, and my team's favorite and our patient's favorite, it's those three. So that's what we use for that. And so I just wanted to share that as well. In terms of for my book publishing, or if we're publishing patient education materials or something like that. For that book publishing, I use KDP, which is the Kindle Direct Publishing, right through Amazon. And I also, if we're doing a hardback book, we have a post-op book that's actually has a hardcover. I do those through Ingram, and there's a whole process in terms of getting published and that sort of thing. I do publish on the side, but publishing is something that's really helpful. It's an easy way to create educational materials as well in a book format for your patients, and also to help promote what it is that you do and share your information in a much bigger way. So that's what I use for publishing, is KDP and Ingram. And just for me, I do publishing, but I do most of my reading. I'm a very avid reader, but I do it mostly through listening. I do it on Audible. I'm sort of an Audible freak. I have so many books on there, whether I'm working out or taking a walk, or no matter what, I can just listen to that book. I do it, listen to books and podcasts on my way to and from work. It is something that has just been really awesome. For podcasts, I happen to like Stitcher. It's just an easy platform for me to use, but whatever works for you is what's going to be the best thing to use in terms of that platform. It's just what I use and I'm used to. So that's what I do. For printing, so many times we can print things so much easier nowadays. Online, what we like to use that's very cost effective is zooprinting.com is one choice, and the other one we use is 4imprint. We'll use them as well. And so we can create our documents and then upload them, put in bleeds or whatnot. We can prepare all that and get it printed very cost effectively there. So that's where we do that. And like I say, a lot of our education materials are in the forms of books, and as well as other books that my husband or I have written, or people that have published for. Those are all sort of at Amazon. So those are some of my favorites. And I would be remiss, I do believe in coaching. I mean, that's why I have a coaching program for busy weight loss practices. I think that it's always helpful to work and always be working to improve and up level. And so I do personally have a business coach who I adore. Her name is Michelle Pippin. She's with Women Who Wow. She's based right here in Virginia, but she's great for me in terms of my, she works primarily with women, and she's just great in terms of helping people get out of their own way. So she's great too. So that's my recommendation for personal and business coaching. So anyhow, if I didn't use it myself and believe in it, I wouldn't offer coaching, business coaching, and my Barrick to Business Boss membership. So these are just some of my favorites. I hope it's been helpful for you. If I miss something or you have another question, please ask me, and I would be happy to answer that. And it's really just meant to be something to help, because I get asked that question a lot. So I figured, why not review it on this week's podcast? So for many of these, I'll probably have a link in the comments. And if you have specific questions on how to use something or how to streamline something in your business, your weight loss business, please reach out to me. It's Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. We get to work one-on-one and do lots of trainings and have tons of resources in terms of ready to deploy newsletters and for every week for your patients. And we have all sorts of social media resources and business plans and that sort of thing in Bariatric Business Boss, plus our one-on-one time. If you haven't checked it out, BariatricBusinessBoss.com has all the details. So I hope this has served you well, and I look forward to talking with you if you have any questions. And in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.